Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, my friends, it has been no secret if you've heard my podcasts or watched my YouTube channel that I am a huge fan of Jesus and God. And from the experiences that I've had in my life that have been so heart-wrenching and life-altering, God has been there for me. And as I've been a voice to that, I've had a lot of people inquire, you know, hey, I haven't been spiritual before, but how do I find God? And this is the topic that we're going to be talking about today specifically. So, how to find God if you have not been spiritual before? Or even if you have or are and you need some tips and want to fine tune up, stay tuned because I'm going to be sharing five things that are going to help you. Number one, your relationship with the big G, you have to desire it. And if you're watching this podcast, I'm proud of you. And if you're interested, awesome, because that is step one, is that you have a desire. You want to believe or you want a relationship with that higher power. And you just don't know where to start. You have the fertile ground, right? Think about it if you're going to be planting a garden. This is the spring / going into summer. So if you're gardening outside, this is the time. You have step one. Now you have the fertile ground if you want, if you desire that relationship. Number two is experiment. How are you going to experiment? You plant the seed. How are you going to do that? You can plant the seed by praying, by reaching out to mentors or those that you know have a relationship with God, and maybe what they do and what they like. If that's too personal for you to share right now, and it's just you and the big man upstairs, you not only pray, but you can read, right? You can read books that are about God or Jesus Christ, the Bible. In my religion, we also have the Book of Mormon. Any records on previous dispensations of prophets and people talking about God and telling stories about Him, and you'll learn more about His nature, and that will help you be planting the seed. So you're desiring it, you're experimenting, you're reading. What can you do next? Number three, open heart and an open mind. Even for me, having been a religious person, and I wouldn't say my whole life, because I didn't really believe, I don't think, until life got hard for me. I was raised in a Christian home, but it's not until, I don't think, my husband got re-diagnosed with cancer that I really think I even had a relationship with God at all until that point. So if you're thinking, oh man, you know, I've not even been spiritual at all, I can't pick it up, you can, because I wouldn't even call myself having been spiritual until life got really hard for me. So I put God to the test and experimented, and that's how I know and could be standing, sitting here today, sharing my heart with you, is because I did experiment, and I had that open heart and mind. And on this step, I want you to be journaling or writing down. So if you're, you've got this fertile ground, you've put the seed in and you covered it with dirt, and now you need to have an open mind and an open heart. Like, how do you feel when you read? How do you feel when you talk to those that are in the direction you want to spiritually be? When you surround yourself with that light that you want, notice how it makes you feel and write that down. And recently, even having, you know, the knowledge and the faith that I have, I pray and I often say, God, give me the eyes to see and the ears to hear you. And it's hard to notice that when life is busy and it's bustly and you're going to and from and you're making dinner, you're getting groceries, you're taking care of family members, you know, all of these things, your work, all of these demands on us. And the adversary, the darkness, wants you to forget that there's any help above, that there's any chance of getting that comfort and peace when life is so tumultuous. So pray maybe for the eyes to see and the ears to hear. And as I have done that, I have noticed God more in my life, and it has helped strengthen my belief and my trust in Him. So, moving on. Number four, be consistent, right? So we have just planted, covered it up with dirt. And what happens if you just were walk away and be like, okay, I tried that. Let's see what happens. And you never watered your tomatoes and you never put fertilizer. You didn't put topsoil. Like, you just thought the little bit of dirt would do good and you walked away. And then you got mad that nothing happened. You went back and your plants are dead. Like, you need to be consistent. We need to nourish, water, and take care of that belief that we have. Because if we want it to grow, if we want to be spiritual, if we want to have that relationship with God, we've got to be consistent. We've got to put in the effort. Anything in life that is worth doing takes effort. And let me tell you, it is way easy, right, to take the cynical route. It is a lot easier to be like, yeah, nope, God, He's not real. All those people that think He is, like, to be cynical is simple. To be faithful and to believe takes work and energy. And let me tell you, when you put in the work and the energy, and you are number five, patient, you will have eyes to see and ears to hear God in your life. And your relationship with that spiritual being will only become more visible, apparent, tangible. As you are going through your hard, you will be able to find comfort, peace, and a knowledge that God is there for you. So waiting upon God to give you that light and that noticeable change of heart, journaling thoughts, those things will help you while you're being patient. And I was listening to a recent speech, and I heard faith explained in this way. Like, you have a lamp, okay, and you unplug the light. You unplug it, and then you're blaming the light that it's not giving you any light. Is it the lamp's fault, or is it your error for unplugging from it? That's a no-brainer, right? Like, how many times have you been like, this doesn't work? Like, and then my, you know, cute kids come over and be like, Mom, you didn't plug this in. And it's like, oh my gosh. And that is what a relationship with God is. If you're not plugged in, if you aren't putting energy and effort in, you're not going to get the light out. So plug in and work on those five steps. Being patient, being consistent. Don't blame the light. In Matthew chapter 17, verse 20, God says, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, which is so itty bitty tiny. Have you seen those? They're so small. If you have just that much of step number one, nothing shall be impossible unto you. Like, we have spirits inside us that desire a connection with our roots to God. And that I believe and know to be true. If you have saw someone, been in a room when someone has passed, or been near somebody who has exited this life, and even, you know, on hospice, knowing that the end is coming, you know, I have such a unique perspective on that God is real and that we do have spirits inside of us. And it's not just our body that is, you know, the only thing keeping us alive. I have seen, you know, especially when Clint was, you know, the last couple days, like, the hospice nurse had done this for like 38 years, and she'd never seen someone fights so hard to stay alive against any odds. Medically, he was still there, and he uttered a sacred, amazing words before he passed that were unbelievable. That she said, there's no way that could be happening or be possible. And I know that we are more than just people living and then we die. Like, there is more to this life. And I love this story. Have you heard of Bobby the Wonder Dog? Okay. This dog was incredible. They went on a road trip, him and his owners. They are from Silverton, Oregon. And they went to Indiana to visit family on a road trip. Well, somehow they got separated. And they looked and they looked and they couldn't find their dog. They were heartbroken, right? Like, we have a furry friend, a furry family member that is our dearest best friend in. Can you imagine how devastating that would be? So they drive the road trip back home, brokenhearted. And then guess what happens? This dog walked, ran, went 3,000 miles, they estimated, to get home to his family. How did he do that? Right? If there was something inside that dog beckoning him home, there is something inside us that is calling us to God, that is calling us home, because that is where our spirits are home. And I love the story of Bobby the Wonder Dog, because it's so inspiring and it makes so much sense that, oh my gosh, yes, why would we not have that magnet, that desire to be pulled back to this home, this loving God that created us, that knows us, that loves us? Are we not like Bobby the Wonder Dog? So if you haven't been spiritual and you're thinking, dang, I think there's more to this. There is, because you have that innate desire to want to go home, to want to converse with that great, amazing God and our Savior Jesus Christ. So we are meant to have more to this life than forging it ourselves. This life is not the end. We have a reason to want to return to God. It's divine, because we are divine. And those are my thoughts for you this week. 5 things that will help you. If you are thinking, I need to deepen my relationship, or I want to start a relationship. So work on these 5 things. Want it, experiment, and have an open heart and an open mind, and be consistent. You don't plant your tomato or put your flower seeds in and then walk away and then come back the next day and be like, it's not growing. They don't work. Like, that's okay. We got to be patient and wait while our relationship with God grows. And remember, this week, it's divine because we are divine. We are amazing. We have worth. And God is there for you, even if you don't feel Him, see Him, hear Him. So if you have any more questions, you can reach out to me or leave a comment. And I would love to hear your thoughts and your feedback on how you find God in your life. If you're watching this and that is something that you have put time and effort in, maybe leave it in the comments, and others that are watching that want to have that relationship could check the comments as well and get your perspective and your guidance. So anyway, I hope you guys have a good week, and I hope you put God first in your life, and you will see His work and His glory in your life, and you will have the ears to hear it and the eyes to see it. So I love you guys, and talk to you next week. And don't forget, no matter what, put on your big girl pants.